another eventful night at the prom. This time dedicated to a band that originated in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area, organized in May of 1973 as a part of an urban arts program in the Minneapolis high school system. The Wolverines Classic Jazz Orchestra sprang out of the urban arts movement, and it became a nationally known orchestra in a short term of 6 years in the age of rock, playing jazz. On this night, a final night for the band, an audience of almost 2,000 paying tribute to the organization here at the prom on the Midway in St. Paul, Minnesota. The band disbands this evening, not because of death, but because of economic strangulation and an unwilling business community to open a door in a club or a hotel to keep it employed. In May of 1973, it came into life, and it brought into the environment some 73 compositions reflecting on the arts of Ellington, Fletcher Henderson, Don Redman, and a host of other bands, including legendary singers such as the master Bing Crosby, Bessie Smith, Billie Holiday. The repertoire of this band is museum and history, and the recreated arrangements, note for note, were done under earphone, carefully, with reverence and good feeling, by Ted and his colleagues. To Ted Unseth, the leader, to David Rogers, a courageous personal manager who kept them employed and took them to the White House, and the inaugural ball of President Carter, to the Empire State Building's famous showboat, and on to the Queen Mary in Long Beach, California, a salute from all of us. This is Minnesota Public Radio on location on October 17th, 1979.